Hello, welcome back to another episode of Side Note.
Welcome back to our channel. I'm just kidding.
As if I had my makeup brush. I was like, So, how are you? Actually, before we get into that, I'm going to do a poll, and I meant to put it on our poll now. Actually, I'm going to put it on the poll now. How much did you guys like us having a guest? And did you take the quizzes? I'm very curious to see if anyone took those quizzes afterwards. Because I personally want us to have more guests. I don't know about you.
No, I'm down. I liked it. It was cool. Different vibes. I just picked this shit out of my... I had like a little hangnail. And I just picked it, and now it's bleeding, and it hurts, and I can't. And I don't have any nail clippers nearby to just cut this sucker off.
The worst. That's like the worst feeling.
It does. It hurts really bad. But whatever. But
how have you been? What have you been up to?
I saw this video a while back. Of this chick who had like regular, they look like just like white sneakers essentially, but then she kicked the back of the sneakers where there was like a little button, and they popped out like roller skates. So I got them on Amazon a couple days ago. I don't know how well they're gonna
Heelys?
No. It's like a Heely, but there's two in the front and then two wheels in the back. Like a roller skate.
I feel like you're gonna have to actually post a picture of these once you have them on our thing after this episode airs on our stories.
They're so cool. I don't know how well they're gonna skate. I just pretty much got them just because they're really neat. They just look cool. I'm going to text you a picture real quick just to show you.
I mean, fair.
But that's it. That's the only cool thing. I did go to Costco.
Are you eating something? The first
time. Yeah, I have a mint. Is it loud?
I can tell. No, I can just tell. Oh, you've never been in Costco before?
No, I have been to Costco. I don't go ever because we don't have a card. So I just kind of go. I used to go with Nana a lot, but then today I was with Jackie, and she's like, oh, what, do you want to go to Costco? I was like, fuck yeah, like, let's go to Costco. Oh, it was wild. I kind of forgot how it was. Like, there's so much shit there, and, like, you could just get, like, bulk, like, serious bulk things. Some of it's cool, but a lot of it is, like, a little too much if it's just you and one other person. But, like, dude, I got this big-ass thing of shampoo and conditioner. It was Pantene for $10. It was so cool. And then that's why I was a little late recording today, is because, like, I went in every aisle, and I was looking at all those things. And it was, like, they have really cool groceries in there, too. Like, they have these, like, little egg wrap things. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time.
Yeah, we had a BJ's card. We don't have it anymore, but we had a BJ's card. But that was what I found myself doing, was for food-wise, it was hard for me to get some stuff just because it is just Jake and I already have a problem with that. But I really liked forgetting, like, toiletries and stuff like that. Especially, like, my Gain Pods and shit. I just stock up because you'd always have a sale on them. Those were good days.
Oh, that would have been a good idea. To get, like, cleaning supplies, to stock up one. I didn't go back down that far. But.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mainly would get stuff from.
I kind of
that was my OG spot to get stuff from. I mean, they're not. If it's anything like BJ's, it's not that expensive. It's $50 a year.
I don't even know. But I'm sure it's not that expensive.
It's probably about the same, because I feel like BJ's, Sam's Club, what's the other one? Costco. All of them are like around about the same thing. And I know, I think Costco and Sam's Club both have like gas station things. So you can get gas from their gas, and it's like a cheaper. So that would probably benefit you since you drive a lot.
I actually,
speaking of a
different state, speaking of,
well, they probably have one in the other state.
They don't have a Costco there. Well, I'm sure they do, but not where I come from. Anywho,
I would not be so bold to be like, they don't have one. They probably do, just maybe not there. Speaking of driving a lot too, you know how Jake always is like, you don't drive your car enough
because
I don't go anywhere. Which he's not wrong, but then he won't take my car to his like his work like once a week because he likes driving the truck. So I said my sister-in-law moved into a new place. I actually went there this weekend and helped her take down. So her kitchen has wallpaper.
Oh, you did that this past weekend?
Bruh. Yeah, Saturday. I drove up there Saturday.
You.
And I don't know, like, I guess because I don't do it all the time, but I don't mind driving long drives by myself. Like, I'm vibing. I drive, I sing, whatever. So I was having a good old time, except it was cold as fuck. It was so cold. But we took down her wallpaper. And it was so fucking funny because they didn't have a putty knife. But they did have a steamer, which... anyone who's ever taken down wallpaper knows that, like, a steamer really helps shit.
Mm-hmm,
like, 10 out of 10 helps it. Like, this helped the process. But then the second layer that's underneath, like, the wallpaper, the glue piece that you have to kind of, like, use a putty knife for, we didn't have one. So she started using a butter knife because we were going to, like, get some, like, we got one panel down and we were trying to get that down. And then we were going to go to the hardware store that's, like, down the street from them. And I was laughing so hard because she was like, this is way harder than I thought. And I'm like, dude, I told you. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, this is amazing, this steamer. Well, both of us are jackasses because we both grabbed the handle of the steamer where the steam was coming out and burnt the shit out of our hands. Like, one after another. Like, one of us watched the one not be able to do it because they burnt themselves, and then the other did it.
We just, like, had to make sure that they weren't lying.
Yeah. Like, is it really, but we got a lot of it down, so that was cool. Yeah, it's
fun. Yeah, I've heard horror stories.
It was a lot of fun. Like,
wallpaper being difficult.
And it, that's why I think it's really cool now. I don't know if you've seen it, but a lot of places make, like, the... it's like a new, it's like wall stick wallpaper. So like it comes down easier. And I think that was probably the most genius. Yeah. Cause I was thinking about doing, instead of painting the one wall in my office, I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah. I thought about doing that too. But for the bathroom. Yeah.
But
tight.
Oh, that's solid. That's solid. I might send you who I was talking, what I was looking at for it. But yeah, so I did that little drive, and then I, so this, follow the bouncing ball with this story. So I got home and we'll circle back. Friday night, Jake went to Dave's because they were all going snowboarding Saturday. So they were leaving super early.
Mm-hmm.
So like I had the place to myself Friday night and I could not figure out what I wanted to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like I knew I didn't want to rewatch something, which is odd for me. I didn't want to rewatch any of my shows and I could not like find anything I really wanted to watch. So I was thinking about how in Euphoria, this sounds really fucked up, Rue was talking about the show Love Island. And I was like, I've never fucking heard about this show. Like, I want to see what this is. Mm-hmm. Kind of as a joke because I knew it's like one of those stupid game show, like to find love game shows.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the preface of it. I started it and I watched like 15, 16 episodes of it now.
So it's good?
No. It's cheesy. And I found out because I started the US version, because of course we steal everything. That's what we are. There's 7 seasons of the UK version, which I now want to watch because obviously I want to watch, like, that's the original and I love fucking British accents. So I'm going to fucking watch that.
Cool.
No, I wouldn't say it's good. It's one of those shows that's mindless, but you also can't stop watching it. It's like a train wreck.
I see.
Because the premise is guys and girls come into the house and just based on first physical attraction, they pick someone to be their couple. But then they either can hit it off or be a match, but they add new people in randomly. So there's like drama. So like you might go to the recoupling ceremony and suddenly your girl decides to recouple with someone else. And then you're in jeopardy to get kicked off the island. Damn, and then it gets to the end. And the couple that America or the UK votes gets $50,000 and wins and is supposed to be in love. But then you watch it and it's so dramatic because like the one couple, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe how quickly we've fallen for each other and all. And you realize because you've watched this in like 3 days episodes or like you've watched it in like 3 episodes. So you think it's been this long time that it's been 3 days and they're like super into each other. And I'm like, this is a little bit much. Like you guys are acting like you have to fight. The only thing I thought of that you would be like freaking out about is as soon as you couple with that person, so you meet them and you couple with them and you guys are spending the day in the villa, that night everyone sleeps in a giant room and you and your couple have to sleep in the same bed. So like a brand new person you just met, you're sleeping in this bed with.
So everybody's in the same room.
Yes, with multiple beds in the room.
Yeah, I'm not down with that. I'm not down with that.
That was literally the first thing I put. I was like, are they all going to go to bed in here?
No.
And I was like, oh, and they have to sleep with that person? Oh.
I don't like people.
I wouldn't care about the room.
No, I don't like that.
See, I don't care about sleeping in the same room, but like if I just met you and I have to sleep in the same bed with you, I'd be uncomfortable because I'd be like, I don't know how I feel about this. And you'd be surprised watching it how quick they get comfortable like that.
Whoa!
Like it's
how old are
it's
these?
It's so people? Interesting. In their 20s to like. The youngest one I saw on this season was 20, and then the oldest they had was 29. But they all are super hot. Like, I was like, you are all Instagram models.
I guess if I was hot like that, maybe I wouldn't care.
And then I Googled it.
I don't know.
And they're all in bathing suits all the time, and I was like, I don't have enough bathing suits for this. Because they were in different ones every day. Like, I never saw a bathing suit repeated. Not one.
I think I barely have one bathing suit. Maybe two. I don't even go swimming that often. I don't like wearing bathing suits. So that's probably why.
I have two. And one I just got last year. And the other one is two mismatched pieces from two separate bathing suits that I wear as one. I don't like to swim. So I don't typically go to things where I like need a bathing suit.
Same. I don't like swimming really that much either. Like I have to be really, really into it to get into a pool. Like it's just it's not for me.
Well see, I'll take that back. I would prefer a pool. Like your grandparents, if I lived there with you, I would probably be like, Ashley, let's go to your grandparents so we can swim. Like I like that scenario, but like
not into it.
I think we said this like 1,000 times on the podcast. I'm not a beach person. So like all the people who are like, can't wait for summer to like go to the beach. And I'm like, for what?
I don't mind.
It's hot. It's sticky. Like, people are like kicking sand.
That I don't mind because I taking a nap is cool. Like I like chilling on the beach and because it's not, I don't remember being that hot. Or maybe it is that hot. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't mind
that. Well, it's probably not that hot to you now.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't like ocean. I don't really like.
Yeah, pool. It's not my vibe. Also, can we just speak about the fact that you saying, because it's probably not, you don't remember being that hot, really makes me think about the fact that I sent you a Snapchat of it being 12 degrees here, and you legit sent back, and I was thinking it's cold here, and it was like 59 degrees. Do you know how much I wanted to yeet myself out of a fucking window when you sent me that back? I was like, it's fucking 12 degrees here, and she said it's cold there. It's 12.
Yeah, it's actually really fucking hot today, though. It's really hot.
It's still pretty cold. I'm pretty sure the high
is see, like 50. I like it like that, though, because I love wearing, like, thick-ass sweatpants, like, a nice hoodie, some thick-ass socks. Like, I like dressing like that.
Perfect. I'm fine with, like, the hoodie that you got me. And, like, shorts. Like, if I could wear, like, the mid, like, spring going into summer, where you still have, like, the little bit of night where it's, like, a little breezy, chilly type thing, and I can wear, like, a hoodie but have, like, shorts on, I'm fine with that. But I would prefer, like, fall weather. Like, I want to be able to wear, like, pants, jeans, preferably. Not preferably jeans, but if I'm wearing jeans, ones with rips in them, and a hoodie. And be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be like a thick hoodie.
I love layers. Like, we're going camping next month. And it's actually because we're going in the mountains. So it is going to be pretty cold. It's going to be pretty cold. So I'm excited because I get to wear like layers and like nice sweatpants and like thick ass socks.
My thick-ass socks is what I almost died on my steps on.
I'm excited. Luckily, there's not going to be any steps that I'll have to walk down, so I think we're good.
I'm glad, because if there were, I'd be like, that's a danger zone. Also, let me fucking tell you, because you will get a kick out of this, because you'd be like, that's some shit Kevin would do. So last night, obviously, I stayed up late, because Sundays are for euphoria. And Jake had went up to bed before me, which, you know, never fucking happens. Only on Sundays now. And every Sunday since Euphoria has been back, he's like, do you have work tomorrow on Monday, like on Sunday night? Because he's not used to me being up. And I'm like, yes. And he's like, why are you up? And I'm like, Euphoria.
Euphoria.
So he went up and I came up. I'm like, it's on the TV screen. What do you think? So I come up and I'm laying, like, I'm in bed, and I had, like, just started to get into, like, REM sleep, so, like, you can hear shit. Let me preface this by, I hear everything anyway. Like, our vacuum came off of the little thing last week in the middle of the night, like, at, like, 1:30, 2 a.m. Jake slept through it. Like, I heard it. And it woke me up instantly, and he slept through it. So, I'm saving it. I'm saving us. But I just got to that REM sleep and I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I fucking hear a stink bug and I know it landed on one of our pillows. And so not me. I didn't scream. I didn't freak out. I calm as fuck was flinging my like little pillow that we have on our bed across the pillows. Like, not even on Jake's head, just, like, across it to try to, like, I was like, I'm going to get it off the pillow. Because I could hear it. Like, I'm like, I know it's on the pillow, but I can't see it. Why the hell does this man, in his dead sleep, roll over and he goes, what are you doing? Knock it off. And rolls back over.
Rude. I'm trying to save your life. The fuck?
I was like, the audacity. Oh, exactly. The audacity. I am saving us. I am saving us. And then I heard Loki jump on the bed and he swatted it. So I don't know where it went. It's missing in my house now. Loki actually came in clutch for once.
Maybe he ate it.
Scared of everything.
Getting that protein.
No, I don't think he ate it.
No.
I mean, if he did, that's fine. But yeah, I just want to let everyone know how I was the fucking hero and I got bitched out for being the hero. Hero's work's never done.
I hear that. I don't like bugs.
But it's been 20 minutes and you've held your tongue of not hassling me about the news I told you. So I guess you really do live under a rock, because Nick and Priyanka announced over the weekend.
They're pregnant. He's pregnant. No, she's pregnant.
They had their daughter. No. No. They had their daughter via a surrogate on the 15th.
I didn't even know they were trying to.
They already have their child. Well, they wanted their privacy. That comes into play of what was going on, is they weren't planning on announcing it at all. A tabloid got a hold of the story, allegedly, and that's why they announced it.
Oh my God, I had no idea that they were doing that. That is nuts.
Yeah. And it's been a little, like, it's been a little icky of people being like, no one would have known you were having a kid if you didn't post it, because they asked for, like, their privacy during this time. And I'm like, they had to post it because it was going to be leaked. Of course, they wanted to put that out their own way instead of people leaking it. And then other people have been a little nasty about, like, oh, Priyanka just wanted to have a surrogate instead of her carrying the pregnancy. And that really pissed me off, because, like, you don't know.
They don't know.
One, right. If she, right. Like, what does it matter for it? Like, one, not for nothing, she is 39. And, like, technically, when I think it's from, like, 38 to 39 into your 40s, it's called, like, a geriatric pregnancy, which is, like, the worst fucking thing to ever call something. Like, there could be complications. So, like, what does it matter if that's the route they went? Because no one said a damn thing. Or at least I didn't see people really knocking Kim and Kanye when they had via surrogate for Chicago or Psalm.
Wait, how many kids does she
have? So why are you calling, like, Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Four.
What? Four? Holy shit.
Four? Yeah.
Wow.
That's a whole other thing. Kanye West is, like, being a real dick, and I'm so sick of seeing the internet, because they don't like Kim Kardashian, thinking that it's acceptable for his behavior either. But yeah, they have four kids.
That's nuts.
Yeah, their youngest is, I think, is turning three this year. Two or three this year.
Wow. But yeah, that's no fair.
But yeah, so.
Nobody didn't give them shit.
Right. So now all three of the Jonas Brothers are fathers to girls.
What do they name it?
We don't know. They didn't say.
No.
I don't even remember how. I'm pretty sure it was by a, like, TMZ report is the only reason we know Joe and Sophie's daughter's name. Like, they weren't saying what they're, like, it was, that was outed for them. Like, they didn't actually, like, you know, announce their daughter's name. They never.
They are wild. They can get anything. They can know anything about anybody.
Yeah, and they're really shitty because they announced shit that they shouldn't. Like, I will not forget them fucking announcing Kobe Bryant and Bryant's deaths before the family found out.
Yeah, that is, like,
to me, that's the worst shit. Like, TMZ really does just, they do not care at all to be, like, respectful of someone else's anything. And that was the worst one. I think they've done that in a few other cases too, where they've, like, announced someone's death before, like, the family knew.
That's not cool.
I'd be suing the fuck out of them. I would sue the fuck out of them. But in a positive note, yes. So now all of the Jonas Brothers have little girls.
That's cute.
And someone was like, do you think in, like, 20, 15, maybe 10 years we'll have, like, a Jonas Brother thing, and then one will get kicked out of the band, probably one of Kevin's girls? And I was like, stop it! Do that. If anything, Kevin's girls are going to remember what Uncle Nick did, and they're going to bully his kid.
That's what I was about to say. It's going to be Nick's kid, the bullied one, and then Kevin's,
and then just Joe and Sophie's daughter is just going to be chilling. Yeah, and then someone was like, "Wow, there's four Jonas girls. That's crazy." The three brothers, and they're like, "Someone commented, and they're like, there's four Jonas Brothers, so it makes sense. And I was like, oh, justice for Frankie. Justice for Frankie.
Well, then does he, like, not want to be known for that, or?
I don't know. I think, I mean, he's pretty funny in his own right, so I think he just kind of rolls with it. He just doesn't want to be called the bonus Jonas, which, yeah. I mean,
fair. I get it, but I really love the flow of that.
You know, it's just because it rhymes.
I just like the way it sounds, the bonus Jonas.
But I could totally get it, because you have to think, when they got famous, he was young.
Mm-hmm.
And then your brothers are famous, and then they're like, there's just the bonus one over there. I'd be like, fuck you. You're the bonus one. At least I'm going to have some kind of riches from this. I just dropped that. But what about your scary tale that happened at your house?
So, to let everyone know, I live kind of away from everything. Like, in this particular neighborhood, there's no street outlet. And there's probably maybe 40 houses about. And there's only one way in and one way out. So yesterday I was just chilling on the couch, and we have the door open because, you know, it's cold here. It's like 50 degrees. I'm just kidding. But no, it was nice weather, so I had the door open. And I see the dogs were outside. The dogs bark at everything. So they were barking, but like I didn't really think anything of it. So I saw, from how I was laying, I saw like a shadow in our driveway. And then I hear somebody like, hello. 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 And then I see this man roll up with his bike, and he's just like kind of close to like the car. So I kind of look, and then I like ran over to Kevin, or because he was in his room playing a video game. Go get him. I'm like, Kevin, there's some weird man outside on a bike screaming hello. So Kevin goes outside, and his authority, he's like, hi, like, can I help you? Like, all man voiced and shit. And he's just like, yeah, like, I was just wondering if I can use your water hose or some shit. And he was just like, yeah. So, like, Kevin was outside. I would say monitoring him. Not monitor, but, like, just making sure he doesn't do any sketchy shit. And I guess he just let him use the water hose, and that was it. And he left. But it was just weird.
Yeah, that is, like, the sketchiest shit. Like, I would be so concerned and been like, I'm sorry, why do you need to use it? Like, it's very sketchy. I'm really glad Kevin was home.
Yeah, I would have just shut the door and hope for the best.
It's so bad. Like, it's not funny, but it's so bad how much, like, now, if Jake's home and someone rings our doorbell and I don't know who it is, I will dead ass just be like, hey, Jake, go get that. But if I'm home by myself, like, depending, I'll, like, eye up the stitch and be like, I'm not answering this. Because you just don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's more sketchy, could too, be for me, because anything. I where I live.
Yeah.
Like, it's
your
just
house, weird. No offense, is, like, the prime serial killer. Like, thing.
Yeah, like, and that's why it's weird when people come up to the house. Like, I'm sure I talked about it in the pod before, but this was, like, years ago. Like, almost, not when we first moved in, but, like, this, it was, like, 10 o'clock at night. And then some, like, older woman comes knocking on the door asking about, and she spoke Spanish, so, like, we really didn't know what she was saying. She, like, showed us a picture. No, it wasn't a vacuum. It was a wheelchair. And it was sketchy. It was like 10 at night. Like, what's going on? Why the fuck? Why are you here? Like, right? That's so weird.
It's to get murdered.
Kevin is the one. He answered the door because we were in his room. For some reason, we were in his room watching a movie. So he ended up answering the door. And he's just like, he told me to come here. So I come, I go to the door, and he's like, you know, because he doesn't understand Spanish. He's like, what is she saying? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, how am I supposed to know?
Well, you do know a little bit more Spanish.
No.
Like, barely. From living there.
No, not even. I had no idea. But it was really scary. Because it wasn't even that long ago when we had watched that movie Neighbors. So my instant thought was like, somebody's here. They're just checking to see who's in the house.
I don't know if this is good to mention. Yeah. Yes. No, the fact that... That was a really dumb sentence that I just said. But the fact that I play out scenarios like that all the time because I'm always home, where I'm like, logistically, if someone got in here, like, how am I making it out? Because, like, in the apartment... I was donezo. Like, if they didn't take out the downstairs apartment first and me hear it, like, I was donezo.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was just one way in, one way out. Like, I'd jump out the window, but, like, I'm not graceful. So I'd probably fucking not. I'd be like, I'm going to tuck and roll so I don't hurt myself. And I'd fucking
flail break my neck down. Yeah.
Break my leg. Like, it just wouldn't work out. Like, I'd be like, tuck and roll. And wouldn't work out. But, like, here, I have, like, some prime ideas that I'm not going to say on here because I don't want anyone, if you ever try to come take me out, to know what my ideas are. But I got some prime ideas. But it's not good how many times I think about that. It's probably something I should talk about with my therapist, the fact that I'm like, if this happened, how would I handle this?
Mm-hmm.
Great situation. I just know the cats ain't shit. Like, they're not saving me. Someone breaks in, they're probably going to go fucking... Kovu's going to be like... rubbing up on their leg. I'll be like, great. Thank you, Kovu. Thank you for my life.
Loki's going to hide.
Oh, no. He's been actually coming up to people lately. That's kind of... He's getting a little adventurous. Yeah, he's breaking out of his anxiety a little. Well, guys, you know, growing up. Only took him 6 years. Yeah, he'll be 6 this year, I think. Yeah, he'll be 6. So another thing I wanted to talk about, and do not ask, I can't remember why. I've been trying to, like, write things down as I remember them. And I don't remember why I had wrote this down. Like, I literally just wrote the two words down and didn't put in any context of why I was thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So now I have to kind of remember why I was thinking about it as we're on the podcast. But I wanted to talk about, like, plastic surgery and where we stand or feel with it. Because, like, for me personally, I don't really give a fuck when celebrities get plastic surgery. I do think, I don't give a fuck if they get it. That's their body for them. Do I think that it's sometimes harmful when you're perpetuating the... this is your natural body and you're not really being honest that, like, you had work done and you're making it seem like you just work out? Yes, I think that's very harmful. However, I do not think it matters. Like, when people are like, oh, she definitely got a nose job. What if she did? If she didn't like her fucking nose, she didn't like it. And, like, for me, then I started thinking about, if I could afford plastic surgery, would I get it? And then I was like, actually, 100% yes.
Yeah.
100% yes. Because I want bigger boobs. I wanted that from, like, day one. Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Not even a lot. Go yeah, that I old, would, like, what was it, 50 Cent song?
I would definitely 100%. I just, like, it scares me going under anesthesia. That's what scares me. Just because,
oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
Anything can happen. I know that you could have a reaction. You can wake up. I know it's really rare that you could wake up, but you could. And I don't know. It just, that anesthesia just scares me. So that.
Dude.
That would kind of, like, that would make me not want to get it. But I would for sure get it. Like, if I could. But then I'm just like, well, I don't know, because I'm scared I'm going to die. I don't know.
You know what? You and my mom, real similar on that. I've never been scared of anesthesia, ever. Like, I just never, for some reason, like, probably because I haven't had to actually really go under. But, like, it just has never, it's never been one of those thoughts. But it's, like, how you just, like, vividly described, like, why it's never been one of those things where I'm, like, I've thought about it and I'm kind of just like, all right, whatever. However, when I went to get my wisdom teeth done, they gave me the option, like, I could go under, I could do, like, the Twilight stuff, whatever. And I was talking to my mom about it before, because I was like, I know that they're going to give me options and I have to make a decision. And she started telling me, like, well, you know, what if you just don't wake up? And, you know, our family has bad luck and all this. And literally gave me, like, a panic attack. So I did the Twilight gas or whatever, like the laughing gas, mm-hmm. and had a fucking panic attack while doing it because I could hear everything. I wish I would have been knocked out. I could feel like pinching, but that I panicked because I could like hear everything that was going on, but like my mouth was numb and like I couldn't, like I could move, but like not really. And so it freaked me out. Like it terrified me more because it was like, I almost felt like I was paralyzed because like I was just like, I can't move really. I'm like not here, but I'm hearing everything. And that freaked me out more. Like I would not, if I had to do something again, I would not do like the laughing Twilight gas shit. I would get knocked out because it freaked me out. Like I did not like that.
Well, now you know.
Well, now I know, but then I feel like I'm going to talk to my mom again if I ever have to get something where I'm knocked out and she's going to say the same shit and put me in a panic where I'm going to be like, well, I don't know what to do.
Have you ever seen...
Because, like, she had me worked up.
That show back in the day, Untold Stories of the ER or Horror Stories of the ER or something?
I never watched it, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
They make you think. They make you think.
They do. But back to plastic surgery. I'm curious of what our listeners think about it. Because I do think it's gotten much more prevalent in, like, the, like, 2010 era to, like, about last year before. I feel like it was really big. And now I feel like people are a little less into it.
A little less into it. I feel like it's getting just as bad.
See, I think, well, I guess it is still plastic surgery. I feel like a lot of people are more into, like, fillers with their face and not as much of, like, going under the knife. Like, I feel like that's more turning into something.
I don't know.
I feel like we have two waves. I feel like there's part of people who are like, I'll just do the plastic surgery option. And then there's, like, the other part of, like, we're going to be body positive and work out and I'm going to get that result. And if you think about plastic surgery, you ain't shit because you're just changing your body and not doing anything. So I feel like it's like half and half.
Sometimes I do think it gets out of hand, but I mean, if you want to do it, then do it, like whatever.
Right. Cause to me, I'm like, if you get it done, then you're the one that's going to have to maintain whatever you get done in reality.
Yeah. And if whatever makes you feel cute, you know what I mean? Like, that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Like, the...
Go ahead.
The human Ken doll. That one and his...
Oh my god.
And his group of friends. They really do... Because I've watched a lot of stuff about him and, like, his friends and blah, blah, blah. But, like, they really do go on, like, get surgery for everything. Like... It's nuts. And it can go really bad really quick. Like, the one, he wanted his, I think I had talked about it before, but he did get one of his ribs removed to make his waist smaller. But because of that, something happened to where, like, he literally physically has to wear that corset because of it backfired or something. I don't really know the logistics behind it, but... Like I said, he has to wear that corset because he went to that extreme of, like, I want a smaller waist, take this rib out so it'll make my waist smaller. That shit is wild.
Well, I think people don't think about it either in the sense of plastic surgery can become addicting too. Like, I think what it was not Nip Tuck. That was a TV show. What was the show? Botched kind of showed that a little bit more of like, you get obsessed with, well, I can perfect this, so then I'll perfect this, and then I can keep perfecting it. Like, some people really love getting their nose done and having it super thin and stuff. Like, I wouldn't want that. Like, I know that. But, like, some people, that's what they want, and it's going to look great for them. Mm-hmm. But I don't think people ever think about the, like, the addictive part of it either. I think that show was a really good thing to show of, like, how people can get super addicted to perfect, quote-unquote perfection in their eyes.
Anything but I totally want to be addictive.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I would get everything done. I would be down for that. But I'm just, like I said, the anesthesia scares me.
I mean, fair. That's fair.
To be fair.
But yeah, that was just my little thing that I wanted to talk about this week, because I don't remember why, and I am trying to do a lot better with writing down my full thought of when I have it, because sometimes I just write the thing down and I'm like, I don't remember why. And then maybe next week's episode, I'm going to remember why I wanted to talk about plastic surgery, but for some reason that had was something I was like, oh, I want to talk about this.
I'm going to circle back to that, our one episode we were talking about, weekly episodes, if we like it or if we prefer everything to come out at once. Now that I'm physically actively watching two shows that are coming out weekly with episodes, I hate it. Hate it. I don't like it. I think I even said before that I would prefer to watch it all at once, but like I said, being in the situation now actively, I hate it so much. I don't like it. Can we just go back to where they would just drop all the episodes at once? I fucking hate it.
See, that's so interesting. And I don't remember what I said on our episode. I think I said I was both. But I'm actively, there are two shows I'm watching that are This Is Us and Euphoria, who are both on, and Law and Order, both Law and Orders, but a lot more than two shows, but right now, like, those are. And I feel the complete opposite. I love the anticipation of what's going to happen. And then I have, like, a whole week to digest. And especially for both of those shows specifically, they put so much into it. And Euphoria this season, especially, there's a lot going on. Like, they've jam-packed so much into it that a week, I feel like, is a good time to digest and really, really take in what's happening in each episode. Where every week that I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't even think about that. That's a dumb move. I think about the episodes more. And This Is Us, the same thing, is this is their final season. So each week having an episode, which I'm sad because I know it's getting closer to the final episode, but I'm also like, whoa, what are they going to, like, how are they going to top this? And then I'm, like, thinking about it. And it, like, it builds up that anticipation, which I kind of like, because, and I don't know what, I can't remember what I said when we watched it, when we did that episode, but I feel like we've gotten so used to, like, everything just has once that you don't get to solely really enjoy something for what it is. Like, you're binging it, so you're not fully taking it in, like, the content in, because you're just, like, going through it so fast.
I definitely see where you're coming from. Like, I get it. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like waiting. I'm impatient. Like, let me just watch it all. Especially on my days off. Like, I just want to chill and watch it. I hate it.
Well, then watch Teen Wolf in that time.
I was watching Teen Wolf this morning.
Proud of you. You'll have to text me and tell me where you're at. No, I definitely think I've changed where I kind of enjoy the weekly, because I'm really digesting it and really thinking about it. And each, like, episode where I'm like, oh, whoa, like, can't believe they did that. And for some of the stuff, for both of those shows, I will be like 2 days after and be like, you know what? I didn't even think about why they did it this way. Like, I'm actively thinking more about each episode as it goes. So I think I'm liking the weak stuff again.
I respect that.
Because I feel like some stuff I've binged and then I'm like, damn, did I just watch it so quickly that I don't remember some of the stuff in it? And I think that's part of the reason certain shows that I rewatch stick in my brain so well is because I had to watch them for like weekly episodes. Like Teen Wolf, I actively watched. So that was every week. And hiatuses and winter breaks and a summer break. Like all of the nine yards. Sons of Anarchy was the same way.
That's fine if you got to wait for a whole new season. My opinion, I want to watch it all at once. I hate waiting. I'm so impatient. Hate it. Also, another thing that I've been noticing a lot. More
content.
This is like off topic, but like on Snapchat, you know how you can like watch videos?
Mm-hmm.
I've been noticing it more and more and more. And I have said this before, but I'm sticking to it. It is fucking psycho. Watching somebody eat and having it on like 10 times the sound. It's fucking disgusting. People literally make videos of just like sitting there with this big ass buffet like no, that's not okay.
It's psycho to you.
I fucking hate it.
Someone else enjoys it.
Clearly there's tons of people that enjoy it because I'm seeing it way more often, so obviously, if people are noticing that they're getting hits on it, they're like, well, I want to do that too. So then they're doing it. And it's just like a big old, I just hate it. 0 out of 10. Would not recommend.
I mean, I don't prefer it, but that for some people is like a huge thing.
Yeah, and that's psycho.
Also, I think it's really funny that that comes up on the videos that you watch because that's not on any of my Snapchat videos.
I think what I do is like those different pictures. Like when you're done watching one, it like goes to the next one. And it's just been like, mm-hmm. I've been seeing it so much more. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they know I hate it. I hate it so much. Like I want to like, I cringe. It's so gross.
Or you liked it by accident by watching it.
Oh, I sure hope not. And now it's going
to come up.
I really sure hope not.
I hope not. I don't really like that idea.
Mm-mm.
Because like it's almost the same thing as the algorithm.
You know what? Maybe that is what happened.
Yeah, because like think about it. For the algorithm for Instagram, like you like one thing. And that's all you're going to see. And quite literally all you're going to see.
Yeah, that's true. Around Christmas time, I was looking at watches for Kevin. And then literally all in my Instagram was just like ads and ads and ads of watches. I was like, God dang.
Like, great example, my For You page has, I'm really ratting myself out here, Euphoria, vegan recipes, Spider-Man, Scream, and then self-care and how to improve, like, your relationship with yourself shit. Like, that's, like, my whole fucking feed, because I've liked those types of things. That's all my feed is. It's great. It's a very nice thing here. So you might have watched it and accidentally liked it.
Oh, that sucks.
Not there. Also, just speaking of, because I saw the food thing. Did you know that Burger King came out with vegan chicken nuggets and McDonald's came out with a vegan McPlant burger? Because I didn't know that. I was actually really surprised by that.
Wait, who came out?
Like, good for them stepping up the options. Burger King came out with vegan chicken nuggets. I saw a post for it the other day. I don't know if that's here, though, because I feel like we're always behind. And then McDonald's came out with a vegan McPlant meal. So I was like, huh, really finally stepping up the options out here.
Well, that's cool that they're doing that.
Oh, also random, just because I thought of this and I forgot to text you. Did you see that Harold is going on tour in the UK?
Oh, I didn't. In the UKs? That's
kind of... Yeah, he's going on tour. Yeah, hitting all his homeland.
Good for Harold.
We could buy tickets and go to see Harold in his homeland.
I feel like it would cost hella money to do that just to see a concert.
I mean, but you sent me a thing going like $3,200 to go to Bora Bora for 4 days. I'll go to London for a concert for that. I'm just saying.
Okay, that's true. Very fair.
It's all about people's priorities. We just had to, there's different priorities in that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I just want some damn. No, I just saw a post about egg salad and now I kind of want to make some.
Oh, I haven't had egg salad in a long time.
I don't like a lot of store-bought egg salads. I think it's because I feel like they put too much mayo in it.
Possibly.
And I'm judgy.
Definitely possible.
I think that's what it is. Like, I've realized when people have, like, egg salad and they bring it, like, a party or cookout or something, and I see store-bought or, like, egg salad, it's a turnoff for me. I'm like, no. Because I've never had a store-bought egg salad that tasted decent. Not once.
See, I'm really easy. I pretty much like everything. I'll get it. I'll even get the potato salad that has egg in it. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that shit's good to me.
Yeah, I don't like potato salad. Granted, I think it was it Kevin's mom? Did she make potato salad before you guys left? Was that in the food that you had brought here?
No, I don't remember.
I think there was. Hers wasn't bad. But I'm not, again, I haven't been, it's rare to find someone's potato salad that I like.
And it's probably very the mandarin sad. Thing. That's probably what it is.
Possibly. But I also just feel like, I don't know. I feel like everyone's potato salad, I'm so sorry to anyone's potato salad that I had who's listening to this, has just tasted very bland to me. And then that's just made me be like, I want to say it was Kevin's mom.
Probably. Maybe she could down.
Yeah, honestly. I've only had, like, one potato salad that I've liked. Ever. Every other one just to me always has tasted bland. And everyone's like, the potato salad here. And I'm like, why the fuck are you eating that? Because it's bland as fuck to me. Like,
you like deviled eggs?
I don't know. Jake and I be beefing. I love deviled eggs. My mom, that's my favorite thing my mom makes is deviled eggs. We had this whole conversation for the Thanksgiving and Christmas. Right.
Why don't you just do the mix that she makes for deviled eggs and just make it into an egg salad?
I do when I make mine.
How do you make it?
So, granted, I'll take this back. My mom does put a little bit of, I think, like, relish juice in it, and I don't do that, but it's good. But I do mayonnaise. I add mustard in mine, and Old Bay salt, pepper, and then if I have it, we'll chop up onion and put it in it. But if not, I'll put onion and garlic powder in it.
It's very, like, basic.
You don't have TikTok. Yeah. But I feel like no one's ever tasted, like, I've just, you know, I guess it's the ratio. I feel like a lot of people, put a lot of mayonnaise in it, and I don't put that much mayonnaise in it. I think I have more. Yeah. Like, I think it's just a very, but for potato salad, I've never made potato salad. I might give it a try. But I always just feel like it's bland and has no seasoning to it.
Oh my god, I love when Kevin makes potato salad. Well, because he also puts eggs in it. When he makes it, it's so bomb. But he does the same thing.
It had to have been his mom's. Yeah, I just I think it's always it's been bland. But me saying the onion celery, you haven't seen because you don't have TikTok. It might be on Instagram now. Have you seen where people are like, Elmo, don't rock with Rocco, and Elmo's flirting, and like all the Elmo memes?
Elmo, don't rock. I'm about to Google it. Don't rock with who? Elmo, don't rock with what?
Rocco. So Rocco. There's a bunch of different clips. When you start watching them, you'll really be giggling. But the one that started this, I feel like, was Elmo was promoting, I think, a cooking book or something, and he was on Jimmy Fallon and helping them cook. And he's like, onion, celery, carrots, balsamic vinegar. That's a big word for Elmo. And he has like all this sass. And it's turned into this whole fucking meme thing of people pulling up different videos of Elmo throughout the years. And I haven't watched Sesame Street since I was a little ass kid. Like, mm-hmm. little. Same head, but little. And... Elmo's a little bit of a G. Like, these, and it's like, I spent way too long watching these fucking videos about Elmo and laughing hard. And I'm like, is this what we've turned into? Like, we think the world's fucking ending because we are just a terrible economy and everything. And we're just like, what can we find that's funny? Fucking Elmo. He's been around for years, but he has content. And just someone went and found all these fucking snippets of Elmo and just keeps adding to it. I mean, I'm here for it, though. But with that, we're almost at time. So what is your... Oh, shit, bitch.
I didn't even prepare for this.
You didn't prepare for either of it. You're supposed to do your vet tech corner.
Oh, I didn't prepare for that. I'm a piece of shit.
Well, guys, you're not going to have one this month.
Because I'm trash. Damn, it's the end of the month already? That's so crazy.
Where does the time go? Yeah, because next week's episode's going to be in February. Hold on, let me make sure I'm not crazy.
No, you're not.
Yeah, next week's episode's going to be in February. I mean, I am, but thank you. Well, it's time for...
I think it's more because it doesn't play.
Yeah. I'll go first because you weren't prepared. This is actually the last song that I was listening to today, so yeah. It is "Love Me Harder" by Ariana Grande.
Cute.
It was on shuffle, so.
I'm just going to go with New Kids on the Block, You Got It, The Right Stuff. Because I was listening to them hella
good. I was like, what's up?
You hear that? He's loud. He's yeah.
So loud. Oh, before next week's episode, you need to watch Encanto. And I just want to hear your thoughts on it. And it's such a good Disney.
I've heard a lot of people
talking about it. It's so good. And that's probably one of my favorite soundtracks from Disney in the last few years. Disney is not playing. Can I just say, like, all of their little movies they've had, like Frozen and Frozen 2 and Tangled and Encanto and my favorite, Moana. Those soundtracks are so good. Like, Disney is really on their A game with those. Because I'm a grown-ass adult, and I be bumping. And this Encanto's fabulous. Fabulous soundtrack.
Fabulous.
What did you just say?
Like, when How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Do you remember who was like, fabulous?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear the fabulous part. I just heard the lust at the end. So that's why I was like, what did you just say?
I was also shaking because I have to pee really bad. So it kind of emphasized. Gotta piddle.
I don't really like when people say piddle, but anyways.
I don't give a... I say that at work.
I'm just, I like, know. It just makes me think of like when people talk to their dog and they're like, they're going to get piddled.
Exactly.
I'm like, I hate, I don't know. Your dog's fucking peeing. Your dog's taking a piss.
No, like, they're piddling. They're going to the piddle patch.
Like, oh my god.
No, I had this guy say that like years back when he was all like, when I don't know how the conversation went, but he was just saying how he went to the piddle patch, and I'm just like, yo, that's kind of cute.
Dude, no. Immediately, no.
It's funny.
Never again. Never again. Can't.
All right, well, I need to go to the piddle patch. So
good.
If you haven't already, like us, and then Javonda's going to be putting up that poll to let us know if you guys want to hear us do another recording.
I already put it up.
Oh, you did it already? Cute. Well, let us know. Get back to us. Let us know what you want to hear. Like us on all the things. Contact us. I'm sorry about the vet tech thing. I'm sure nobody gives a flying heck, though, but I wasn't prepared.
I care.
I appreciate you. You're always there.
I'll be there for you. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.